Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Final hour of power coming up here live out on the concourse at Capital One Arena. Youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 11 o'clock. The Wizards active early and often here in the 2024 NBA draft. About 5 minutes before we got on the air, Will Dawkins and company making a big-time move. They send Denny Avdija to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for pick number 14 and two future first-round picks in 2029 along with veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon. I firmly expect that Malcolm Brogdon is going to get moved here to a contender that can use 15-7. That's what he gave the Portland Trail Blazers last year. A little bit of injury concern with him, but if the Wizards do choose to hang on to him, you may have a surplus of guards in the backcourt. With that number two overall pick, the Wizards go with the consensus guy that everyone thought was going to be the pick here for the last week or so, Alex Sarr, the French big man. I still have my questions and reservations about how quickly he can impact the game offensively, but we'll see, right? We'll all see together coming up here in Summer League just how raw he is from the outset of this thing. The Wizards' latest pick, that number 14 overall pick that they acquired from Portland in the deal for Denny Avdija, one of my favorite players in this draft class, Carlton Bubb Carrington out of the University of Pittsburgh, a guy that's played in big-time situations, averaged just 13 points per game last year, shot about 32% from the perimeter. But our pal Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice for the Washington Wizards on the Monumental Sports Network, tweeted out some highlights of Bubb Carrington. He is not afraid to shoot the basketball despite him shooting just 32% from beyond the arc. I thought he showed great feel in pick-and-roll situations. And then with his positional size at 6'5", I think he's exactly what the doctor ordered here for the Washington Wizards. A homegrown talent. How did I find that out? I read the tweet of my pal Alex Flum, star anchor over on DC News Now. He joins us right now to give his reaction to the pick. First of all, Alex, welcome. It's always fun when I get to have you on radio. You have me on TV all the time, so I love to return the favor. As a lifelong Wizards fan like myself and the cohort of the Youngest in Charge movement, as I like to call it, your initial reaction to the Alex Starr pick.
Well, thank you, Linnell. Good to be here with you. The party wrapping up, but we're going to keep it going here in Capital One Arena. The Alex Starr pick, I think you look at today's NBA right now, and you think of the guys like Nikola Jokic, Wemby coming into the league last year. You need to have a center that can defend.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Alex Starr can do. I think, obviously, we've heard that this is a weaker draft this year, but there's still talent in it. And if you can get a guy that can be that piece that can help your franchise for years to come, I think it's a good pick. And the fans, they were going nuts. It was like they won the championship when Alex Starr got picked.
You were out there on the floor for the official part of the party where everyone's sitting around. Rumor has it that Alex Starr was actually in attendance tonight.
Yeah, actually a company that has a hologram company. I'm not even kidding here. We're living in the future, 2024. I don't know how it got to be this year. I mean, yesterday I was sitting here watching Gilbert Arenas play here when I was a kid. But, yeah, he joined by hologram. So Dave Johnson, Glenn Consor asked him some questions. I was right up near it. It looked pretty realistic to me. It looked like he was here. So the Wizards fans got a taste of Alex Starr, but before we know it, he's actually going to be here on the court.
And shocker, I got to bust your chops a little bit. Shocker that Alex Flum high on another fellow Alex.
It was
a home run.
Listen, at our station, we always talk about it. Derek Forrest is our sports director, and Commanders had Derek Forrest.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Jake Fromm was the quarterback.
We got Jake Fromm.
So we needed an Alex in town. There's a lack of Alexes around here. So to have one on the basketball court, I'll take it.
Obviously, you know, Starr is a pick that, you know, I'm hoping this Wizards player development staff can work with closely and eventually help him turn into the prospect that we all know that he can be. But the one thing I would say is this about Alex Starr, Alex Flum. How do you feel about them taking a guy at number two overall that is as raw offensively as Alex Starr is? Wizards fans out there last year, I remember there was like talk and conversation and really can sum it up as frustration with Bilal Coulibaly and his lack of offensive impact from the get-go. I think you're going to see something similar here with Alex Starr, but I think, you know, talking to you off air, you have full confidence, as do I, that Brian Keefe and this player development team can put him on the same trajectory as a Denny Avdija, who took a massive jump last year, Bilal Coulibaly getting better in real time. Do you think the Wizards have the folks in-house to maximize Alex Starr eventually?
Yeah, well, I mean, not even just that. I think the team, I think Michael Winger, Will Dawkins and company recognizes that they're not going to fix this franchise tonight. They're not going to become an NBA Finals contender tonight. So you don't need to say, okay, I need to have this player that's the full package. If the player that's the full package is there, great. But right now you need to get guys that can be in roles that can do what you need to do. So eventually you're building this team to the point where you have all those different role players. There's been a lot of talk that what they're doing is like what the Thunder did.
Yes.
Bring in good players that can do different things differently, a variety of skill sets. And I think that's what you see with this roster. And, you know, just like we were talking about Bob Carrington, you know, you need a good point guard that can make plays as well. So I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that number 26 pick if they hold on to it or if Kuzma is going to get traded or what they're going to do the rest of tonight. But I think totally, and I think they have confidence in Keefe to develop these guys as well. But I like what I've seen from them tonight. And like I said, it's not getting it all done in one night, but it's taking these small steps, building that team for what the vision is of this big front office that they have here.
Yeah, I called them the Wizvengers, talking about, you know, Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk, Will Dawkins. Now add Troy Weaver to the mix. It's crazy. A calendar year ago, when this group was first brought in, I said have patience because for the first time in our lifetime, Alex, the Wizards with executives that have real clout and cachet moving forward, we're at the mercy of the evaluator. I said it during football season. I'll say it here. The Wizards, as you mentioned, on the clock again at pick number 26 with the number 26 overall pick. We're at pick number 18 right now. Tristan Da Silva out of Colorado going 18 overall to the Orlando Magic. And he's a guy that I thought would go a little bit higher, had a really strong pre-draft process. But as we get closer to this number 26 overall pick, Alex, before we get to that, I want to ask you a little bit more about Bub Carrington. The offensive game of him, another guy who's going to take a little bit more time to be the complete total package on that end of the floor. But like I was saying before you joined us, shot just 32% from beyond the arc last year, but wasn't shy about getting up three-point attempts. I compared him and Stephon Castle are similar players to me. Stephon, obviously, physically more imposing at 6'6" and a thicker guard. But I think Bub Carrington, and you remember we broke this down a couple of months ago on DC News Now's game night. I think Stephon Castle and Bub Carrington, because of what they bring on the defensive end, are able to play in the backcourt with Jordan Poole, who we know can't guard a stop.
So, nice way to say he's a scorer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Jordan Poole's a scorer.
Yeah. But with Bub Carrington moving forward, when you look at what the Wizards currently have right now, on paper, right, Alec, you can fill in the blanks here as you see necessary. I would think it's Jordan Poole and Bilal Coulibaly in your backcourt. It's Kyle Kuzma at your small forward.
If he's here, he might not be here.
If he doesn't get dealt,
the end of tomorrow.
At the four spot, you've got Alex Saar. And then a couple of different names could be in the mix for that starting center spot. I know Washington has Tristan Vucevic, their second-round pick from a year ago. He really burst onto the scene during the final 10 games of the season. Rashawn Holmes, if he opts into his player option, which is widely expected that he does that, he'll be in the mix at center. And then Marvin Bagley as well. With who they are able to select at pick number 26, do you think there is a big man, Alex, that could come in here and play right away? And if not, are you comfortable going into the season with Tristan Vucevic, Marvin Bagley, as well as Rashawn Holmes as your front court? Another guy I forgot to mention. The Wizards, all of a sudden, for years, right, gave away bad contracts. They're now going to be the hub to where bad contracts go. Multiple outlets reporting that Washington having some interest in Mitchell Robinson of the New York Knicks. With the Knicks signing OG Anunoby to that max contract earlier, they're going to be looking to salary dump. Maybe Mitchell Robinson's a guy in the mix. All in all, what do you think they should do moving forward at the five spot? Because I think we can both agree Alex Saar best suited as a power forward.
I think I like the kind of platoon of, Bagley looked good.
Marvin, I called him. Look.
Sent away Gafford. Bagley came in. Bagley looked just as good as Gafford, if not better at points.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
301-230-0980, the number on the listener lines for you to call in and give your reaction to the Washington Wizards' first two first-round picks of the evening. We'll get you up to speed here real quick. The Wizards' third first-round pick getting ready to come up here momentarily as I get ready to hit refresh here. Right now, it is the Cleveland Cavaliers on the clock with the 20th overall pick. Washington going to come up at pick number 26. But to reset things for those of you who are just joining us, the Wizards, before the draft even started, made a big-time move dishing out Denny Avdia to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for the 14th overall pick in this year's draft, two 2029 first-round picks, and veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon. Washington went with Alex Saar, the number two pick, as expected. The French big man expected to come in here and anchor Washington defensively for years to come. And then with that number 14 overall pick, there was a lot of different ways that they could go. I think about David Aldridge deserves a big round of applause. He tweeted it out about an hour before the broadcast started that the Wizards had brought in pit guard Carlton Bubb Carrington for a pre-draft workout a few days ago. Obviously, that was to get the final finishing touches on him and who he is as a prospect. They select him with the number 14 overall pick. And as I said when the pick was made, Will Dawkins and company starting to show their hand in terms of what they are looking for out of these high draft picks. You think about last year, Bilal Coulibaly, a defense-first type of player. This year with the number 2 overall pick, Alex Saar, a defense-first type of player. And then Bubb Carrington as well at pick number 14, a defense-first type of player. The big question that I continue to have, because it's great to have a bunch of guys who can defend, but at the end of the day in basketball, we know how this works, you got to put the ball in the basket. My big question, and I'm confident that the player development staff will do well with these guys, my question, I guess, is how long will it take before Bubb Carrington, Alex Saar, and whoever they select at number 26, how long before they are able to contribute and be major players on the offensive end of the floor? But the beautiful thing about this, as I said to folks out there on Wizards Twitter who are up in a frenzy about Denny Avdia being dished out, this is year two of a 3 to 5 year rebuild. You're not supposed to be that great next year. It's probably, you know, in your favor that you're not good next year because of the trio that's expected to come out at the top. Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, Cooper Flagg, all guys that are expected to be high picks, top five picks next year. So much so to the point where if they were in this draft, they would be the number one overall pick. So next year, as tough as it was this year, Wizards fans, to only win 15 games, to be not competitive in a big chunk of those games. What's most important moving forward to me is that, one, you become more competitive on a night-in, night-out basis. And then now is time, with Brian Keefe officially in here as the head coach, no longer just the interim. It's about this organization, starting with Brian Keefe, the head coach, identifying and figuring out what Washington Wizards basketball is. I mentioned the traits that Will Dawkins and company are showing that they've looked for. Defensive first guys with their last three first round picks. But now it's about setting that standard, setting that culture about what it means to be a Washington Wizard and what is going to be your calling card. And it seems like, and it's not a bad option in an offense-driven league, that is going to be defense first for the Washington Wizards. 301-230-0980 is the number. The Wizards on the clock again before we get out of here with that number 26 overall pick. A bunch of different ways that they ultimately could go here. In terms of the best players left on the board for Washington, in terms of who makes the most sense for the Wizards with that number 26 overall pick, I think there's a bunch of different ways they can go. I'm still looking at front court help is something that Washington needs. Our guy Yves Missi out of Baylor, the big man, someone that I wanted, apparently off the board to New Orleans with the number 21 overall pick. So in terms of front court players that are left that Washington could potentially add, I know a name that the Wizards were pretty high on in the pre-draft process. Dayron Holmes, the second out of the University of Dayton, a 6'9", stretch four that could come in and give you tremendous effort from the get-go. But if Washington is looking at simply the best player available right now on the board, there's a bunch of different ways they can go. And it pains me to say this, as much as I hate the Duke Blue Devils, would you want to pair Kyle Filipowski next to Alex Saar in your front court? We know Filipowski can come in and shoot the basketball and is more of a modern-day big that could be that true stretch four or stretch five. Is he someone that you want to bring in here? A guy that I thought there was no chance in hell he'd still be on the board at this point, Kyshawn George, out of the University of Miami, 6'7", good positional size, has the ability to create for himself and others, can shoot the cover off the damn basketball. He comes in and I think helps Washington right away. The big question with Kyshawn George in his game is he doesn't have, how do I put this, elite NBA athleticism from the jump, but it's not something that I think can't be fixed. I look at what Washington can do with their third and final first-round pick. Maybe they go off the wall here and select someone that, you know, none of us have on our radar. Point blank, though, moving forward with this pick, and then, wow, there we go. Shams of The Athletic reporting that Phoenix, the Suns, traded away that number 22 overall pick to the Denver Nuggets, and the Denver Nuggets taking the player I just referenced, Dayron Holmes II, out of the University of Dayton. I know he was someone that the Wizards had targeted on their board, but adding Dayron Holmes to the championship core of the Denver Nuggets is super intriguing. But what do you think is going to happen here with the Washington Wizards' final first-round pick of the night? 301-230-0980 is the number. I mentioned Kyshawn George and Kyle Filipowski as two guys that I'm really intrigued with. Another guy, Ryan Dunn, 6'6", 214 out of the University of Virginia. Length, explosiveness, mobility, and pure instincts on the defensive end of the floor. Someone that I'd be really intrigued by if I was Washington. He fits the mold of the type of player that they are looking for. But the thing that I would also say about Ryan Dunn, doesn't have much in terms of ball handling and shooting, as he made just 12 three-pointers in 65 games at Virginia. So clearly that's an area in his game he needs to improve on. And then this is the number that kind of scares me, 53% career free throw shooter. But if you're the Wizards, long-term approach is what you need to have. If you can get Ryan Dunn to improve on the offensive side of the floor, I talked to multiple people that feel like he is the best defender in this draft, point-blank period. So you don't know which way Washington's going to ultimately go here, but I would have to think that adding to their front court is probably the move that you're looking to make here. But who knows? A couple of interesting prospects still on the floor for Washington, or so on the board, rather, for Washington, but not at positions of need. I mentioned Kyshawn George out of Miami. Isaiah Collier out of USC, the star-studded freshman from a year ago. At this time, last year, Isaiah Collier, on most mock drafts, was considered the shoe-in for the number one overall pick. So a calendar year later, he is maybe falling out of the first round here. So it'll be interesting to see who Washington goes with here. Another sleeper name that I would look at if I was Washington, in terms of just adding positional size, Baylor Shireman out of the University of Creighton. Georgetown fans, you should know him very well because he lit the Hoyas up during his time at Creighton. He is someone that is dynamic on the perimeter as a scorer, you know, high-level skilled guy in terms of his versatility and feel for the game on the wing. But for him, he doesn't have the physical traits that get you selected in the lottery. He doesn't have, you know, the defensive potential and upside that gets you selected in the lottery. And 24 years old in September, so a guy that, you know, NBA scouts may look at and say, I don't know how much long-term upside he has in terms of what he can be moving forward. Another guy that I'd be interested in for the Wizards at number 26, adding to the theme of length and defense, Tyler Smith from the G League Ignite, 6'9", 225, 14 points and 5 rebounds in just 22 minutes per contest last year. He shot the 3 consistently last year, and I think right away can come in and be a 3-and-D help for you on the perimeter. And with Denny Avdija no longer in the fold here for Washington, Tyler Smith of the G League Ignite, someone that I would really be interested in with that number 26 overall pick. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you the latest on the NBA draft. The Wizards on the clock coming up here in 4 picks with that number 26 overall pick. Who will they end up selecting? Their third and final first-round pick of the night coming up next here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. We're live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena. Liddell Willingham taking up to 11 o'clock p.m. Wizards with one final draft pick left in the first round. We will set the scene for you real quick if you're just now getting to join us. The Wizards, according to everything I'm reading online and my personal feelings about the two guys they have selected to this point, the Wizards have hit a home run here in the 2024 NBA draft. To start the night, 5 minutes into our broadcast here on the Team 980, the Wizards trade Denny Avdija to the Portland Trail Blazers for the number 14 overall pick, 2 first-round picks in 2029, 2 future second-round picks, as well as veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon. Washington takes Alex Saar, the Frenchman, with the number 2 overall pick. It was widely reported that he was going to be the guy for the last week and a half or so. Happy that they were able to get that nailed in. Saar revealed on a conference call with Wizards local media that the Wizards were the only team he worked out for during the pre-draft process. So for all of you out there in the Youngest in Charge movement like myself, even if you're older, the Wizards haven't been in the conference championship since 1978. So to hear a player in Alex Saar, who is widely regarded as a top 2 prospect in this draft, to hear him want to come to D.C., it's music to my ears, and I think shows you that while it may not have seemed like it last year, the Wizards well on their way to building something special here coming up in the future. I mentioned the Wizards acquired the number 14 overall pick from Portland, and this to me, no offense to Alex Saar, who I think with some development has a chance to be a damn good player in the NBA. You see comps, player comps of Evan Mobley of Cleveland and Jaren Jackson Jr. out of Memphis. All that's fine and dandy. I love the Alex Saar pick. I personally think he's going to take a little bit of time offensively, but that's okay because the Wizards have time. But the pick of the night is Bob Carrington at 14 overall to the Washington Wizards. Maybe I was underselling what he is offensively and what he could be. He is a certified bucket getter. The efficiency is the big question mark with Bob Carrington as he shot just 32% from beyond the arc last year. But I think what you saw from him shooting-wise last year was the absolute floor of what Bob Carrington is going to be in the NBA. I think last year at Pitt was the absolute floor. At 6'5", he's got such tremendous natural feel and high ball screen action. I mentioned his use of the snake dribble better than anybody in the draft. I think he's got all the upside in the world to come in and help this organization right away. I was kind of skeptical initially about what he could be. But if you're telling me you're going to have a backcourt of Bob Carrington and Jordan Poole, people are going to be getting buckets. Point blank, period. And the thing I love about him, say what you want about Bob Carrington and the efficiency, he's got the Baltimore grit that I think this Washington Wizards organization desperately needs. Cousin of Rudy Gay, so he's got, you know, a big-time NBA circles in his family. He's got that in his lineage. Like, he understands what it's going to take to be a pro at this level. I'm more excited, honestly, I would think, about Bob Carrington right now than I am about Alex Saar. Not to say that I don't think Alex Saar is going to end up being a damn good player. I would bet on him 9 times out of 10. When you've got the physical tools that Saar has, it's hard to bet against him. But in terms of coming in and impacting offense right away, if they can get Bob Carrington in the gym a little bit and get him to put a little bit of weight onto that frame, He is going to be one of the steals of this draft. I 110% believe that. The Wizards have gotten two good ones here between Alex Saar and Bub Carrington. And as I said in the last segment, and I've said it here throughout this 10 o'clock hour, Mike Winger, Will Dawkins and company, when they took over this job a year ago, and we were out here last year on draft night, there was a lot of question marks about who they would take because we were so early in the process. They had been on the job for just 3 or 4 weeks at this point. There was a lot of intrigue in terms of what sort of player Washington was going to covet with that number 8 overall pick last year. Not in terms of when I say what type of player, I mean what traits are important to them. They go with Bilal Coulibaly, someone that's got massive upside and is still a work in progress on offense. But this year, as we saw it during the regular season before the injury, Coulibaly showed tremendous feel and is someone that I think has a legit chance to be a special, special player moving forward. I think with Washington's two first-round picks here tonight, they're drafting in that similar mold. Bub Carrington at 6'5 has good positional size and should be able to come in and defend right away. Alex Saar, we know that that is where his impact is going to be felt right away, is on the defensive end. I think, shocker here, right? Defense matters for the Washington Wizards, man. The Bub Carrington thing, I wonder, like, him and Jordan Poole in the backcourt is going to be fun. Those are two guys that can create off the dribble and create shots for themselves and others. I look at Jordan Poole before the Bub Carrington pick. I looked at Jordan Poole as a point guard of the future. I wonder how quickly Bub Carrington pushes Jordan Poole to be the starting point guard here in Washington. I know he's young, youngest domestic player in this draft. So there's tons of upside as well with Bub Carrington. I wonder what his role is going to be moving forward. Is he going to be able to crack the rotation in year one with Washington? Is he able to share a backcourt with Jordan Poole? Because let's look at it this way. If he's comfortable sharing the backcourt with Jordan Poole, you've got Poole and Carrington at your one and your two. At your small forward spot, you've got Bilal Coulibaly, rather. At your power forward spot, assuming he's still here, you've got Kyle Kuzma. And then maybe that allows you to slide Alex Saar to the five position. And I would think early on, from a matchup standpoint, maybe Saar is better at the five spot. But the thing I like about Saar is defensively, I don't have many questions about him. What I love about him is the ability to switch out on the guards. I think you can do that from the four spot or the five spot. The only thing about the scenario I just listed is my concern, and other scouts' concerns as well, about Alex Saar is how quickly he'll be able to adjust to the physicality of the NBA game. That is a major talking point in NBA circles with him. But I still think the Wizards did what you were supposed to do at the top of the draft. They took the guy with quite literally the most upside in the draft after our guy Zachary Richichet, who went one overall to the Atlanta Hawks. So I'm impressed with what Washington's done to this point. I'm super intrigued, though, at what position they go for next. They've added a significant contributor to the front court. They've added a significant contributor to the back court. Is the wing position up next? I mentioned my guy Ryan Dunn. I know he can't shoot, but in terms of setting a culture on the defensive end, I would love, 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 love to see them go with Ryan Dunn out of UVA. I really would. With that number 26 overall pick. We will bring you the Wizards' third and final draft pick as here we go. We got a big-time trade. This is according to Sham Sarnia of The Athletic. We are winners, baby. I know I'm alone out here on the concourse. Who is the name that I've been screaming on the wing? Kyshawn George out of the University of Miami. This is a home run draft for the Washington Wizards. So the Knicks trade picks number 24 to the Wizards for number 26 and number 51. So the Wizards give up their second-round pick tomorrow night, number 51. And at number 24, the Wizards take one of my favorite players in this draft class, my guy, Kyshawn George, out of the University of Miami. Point-blank period. Those of you who are upset about Denny Avdia getting moved, Kyshawn George, I think, walks in right away and can be just as good as Denny Avdia. 6'7", shot-creating ability on the wing, and a guy who, quite frankly, shot really well last year from three at the University of Miami. Big wing that can play with pace. He's got vision. And I think he's got real intriguing long-term upside, talking about what Kyshawn George can expect to be. He was a surprise one-and-done prospect in the draft, but he showed through long stretches last year that he's got
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're live out here on the concourse at Capital One Arena. Liddell Willingham taking up to 11 o'clock p.m. Wizards with one final draft pick left in the first round. We will set the scene for you real quick if you're just now getting to join us. The Wizards, according to everything I'm reading online and my personal feelings about the two guys they have selected to this point, the Wizards have hit a home run here in the 2024 NBA Draft. To start the night, 5 minutes into our broadcast here on the Team 980, the Wizards trade Denny Avdia to the Portland Trail Blazers for the number 14 overall pick, two first-round picks in 2029, two future second-round picks, as well as veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon. Washington takes Alex Saar, the Frenchman, with the number two overall pick. It was widely reported that he was going to be the guy for the last week and a half or so. Happy that they were able to get that nailed in. Saar revealed on a conference call with Wizards local media that the Wizards were the only team he worked out for during the pre-draft process. So for all of you out there in the Youngest in Charge movement like myself, even if you're older, the Wizards haven't been to the conference championship since 1978. So to hear a player in Alex Saar, who is widely regarded as a top two prospect in this draft, to hear him want to come to D.C. Is music to my ears, and I think shows you that while it may not have seemed like it last year, the Wizards well on their way to building something special here coming up in the future. I mentioned the Wizards acquired the number 14 overall pick from Portland. And this, to me, no offense to Alex Saar, who I think with some development has a chance to be a damn good player in the NBA. You see comps, a player comps of Evan Mobley, of Cleveland and Jaren Jackson Jr. out of Memphis. All that's fine and dandy. I love the Alex Starr pick. I personally think he's going to take a little bit of time offensively, but that's okay because the Wizards have time. But the pick of the night is Bob Carrington at 14 overall to the Washington Wizards. Maybe I was underselling what he is offensively and what he could be. He is a certified bucket getter. The efficiency is the big question mark with Bob Carrington as he shot just 32% from beyond the arc last year. But I think what you saw from him shooting-wise last year was the absolute floor of what Bob Carrington is going to be in the NBA. I think last year at Pitt was the absolute floor. At 6'5", he's got such tremendous natural feel and high ball screen action. I mentioned his use of the snake dribble better than anybody in the draft. I think he's got all the upside in the world to come in and help this organization right away. I was kind of skeptical initially about what he could be. But if you're telling me you're going to have a backcourt of Bob Carrington and Jordan Poole, people are going to be getting buckets. Point blank, period. And the thing I love about him, say what you want about Bob Carrington and the efficiency, he's got the Baltimore grit that I think this Washington Wizards organization desperately needs. Cousin of Rudy Gay, so he's got, you know, a big-time NBA circles in his family. He's got that in his lineage. Like, he understands what it's going to take to be a pro at this level. I'm more excited, honestly, I would think, about Bob Carrington right now than I am about Alex Starr. Not to say that I don't think Alex Starr is going to end up being a damn good player. I would bet on him 9 times out of 10. When you've got the physical tools that Starr has, it's hard to bet against him. But in terms of coming in and impacting offense right away, if they can get Bob Carrington in the gym a little bit and get him to put a little bit of weight onto that frame, he is going to be one of the steals of this draft. I 110% believe that. The Wizards have gotten two good ones here between Alex Starr and Bob Carrington. And as I said in the last segment, and I've said it here throughout this 10 o'clock hour, Mike Winger, Will Dawkins and company, when they took over this job a year ago, and we were out here last year on draft night, there was a lot of question marks about who they would take because we were so early in the process. They had been on the job for just 3 or 4 weeks at this point. There was a lot of intrigue in terms of what sort of player Washington was going to covet with that number 8 overall pick last year. Not in terms of, when I say what type of player, I mean what traits are important to them. They go with Bilal Coulibaly, someone that's got massive upside and is still a work in progress on offense. But this year, as we saw it during the regular season before the injury, Coulibaly showed tremendous feel and is someone that I think has a legit chance to be a special, special player moving forward. I think Washington's two first-round picks here tonight, they're drafting in that similar mold. Bob Carrington at 6'5 has good positional size and should be able to come in and defend right away. Alex Starr, we know that that is where his impact is going to be felt right away, is on the defensive end. I think, shocker here, right? Defense matters for the Washington Wizards, man. The Bob Carrington thing, I wonder, like, him and Jordan Poole in the backcourt is going to be fun. Those are two guys that can create off the dribble and create shots for themselves and others. I look at Jordan Poole before the Bob Carrington pick. I looked at Jordan Poole as a point guard of the future. I wonder how quickly Bob Carrington pushes Jordan Poole to be the starting point guard here in Washington. I know he's young. Youngest domestic player in this draft. So there's tons of upside as well with Bob Carrington. I wonder what his role is going to be moving forward. Is he going to be able to crack the rotation in year one with Washington? Is he able to share a backcourt with Jordan Poole? Because let's look at it this way. If he's comfortable sharing the backcourt with Jordan Poole, you've got Poole and Carrington at your one and your two. At your small forward spot, you've got Bilal Coulibaly, rather. At your power forward spot, assuming he's still here, you've got Kyle Kuzma. And then maybe that allows you to slide Alex Starr to the five position. And I would think early on, from a matchup standpoint, maybe Starr is better at the five spot. But the thing I like about Starr is defensively, I don't have many questions about him. What I love about him is the ability to switch out on the guards. I think you can do that from the four spot or the five spot. The only thing about the scenario I just listed is my concern, and other scouts' concerns as well, about Alex Saar is how quickly he'll be able to adjust to the physicality of the NBA game. That is a major talking point in NBA circles with him. But I still think the Wizards did what you were supposed to do at the top of the draft. They took the guy with quite literally the most upside in the draft after our guy Zachary Richichet, who went one overall to the Atlanta Hawks. So I'm impressed with what Washington's done to this point. I'm super intrigued, though, at what position they go for next. They've added a significant contributor to the front court. They've added a significant contributor to the backcourt. Is the wing position up next? I mentioned my guy Ryan Dunn. I know he can't shoot, but in terms of setting a culture on the defensive end, I would love to see them go with Ryan Dunn out of UVA. I really would, with that number 26 overall pick. We will bring you the Wizards' third and final draft pick as here we go. We got a big-time trade. This is according to Sham Sarnia of The Athletic. We are winners, baby. I know I'm alone out here on the concourse. Who is the name that I've been screaming on the wing? Kyshawn George out of the University of Miami. This is a home run draft for the Washington Wizards. So the Knicks trade picks number 24 to the Wizards for number 26 and number 51. So the Wizards give up their second-round pick tomorrow night, number 51. And at number 24, the Wizards take one of my favorite players in this draft class, my guy, Kyshawn George, out of the University of Miami. Point blank, period. Those of you who are upset about Denny Avdija getting moved, Kyshawn George, I think, walks in right away and can be just as good as Denny Avdija. 6'7", shot-creating ability on the wing, and a guy who, quite frankly, shot really well last year from three at the University of Miami. Big wing that can play with pace. He's got vision. And I think he's got real intriguing long-term upside, talking about what Kyshawn George can expect to be. He was a surprise one-and-done prospect in the draft, but he showed through long stretches last year that he's got legit talent that I thought would ultimately get him pushed up into the lottery. So we know the Wizards' three first-round picks from tonight. I'm ecstatic because I think they got three guys that can really help them moving forward. And Kyshawn George, I love me some Bub Carrington. I would have taken Kyshawn George at 14. So for them to get him at pick number 24, Will Dawkins and company moving off of tomorrow night's pick at 51 overall to get him, mwah, chef's kiss, icing on the cake. One final segment coming up here from Capital One Arena. We'll get your reactions on the phones, 301-230-0980. The Wizards' three first-round picks in the books. Alex Saar, the French big man at number 2. At number 14 overall via the Portland Trail Blazers, you get Bub Carrington, the youngest player in the draft. And then at number 24, one of my favorite guys in this class, Kyshawn George, the 6'7 do-it-all wing from the University of Miami. More thoughts, plus we'll wrap things up here live at a Capital One Arena next here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan. Yes, indeedy. One final segment live out here on the concourse at Cap One Arena. Linnell Willingham here with you as I've been all night. I'm ecstatic. We went to commercial. I don't know if my mic was hot. I screamed, let's go. The Wizards, with their final first-round pick of the night, getting one of my favorite prospects in the draft. I talked about him potentially as a fit at number 14 overall. The Wizards doing one better, getting him at pick number 26. Kyshawn George, a star-studded freshman out of the University of Miami. And look, last year wasn't great from a number standpoint, but he is high upside. Point blank, period. 20 years old. If I'm not mistaken, spent time overseas before he committed to Miami. But he has all of the upside to be an elite 3-and-D wing in the NBA. Good positional size at 6'7". Good defender last year at Miami. Not an elite athlete, but someone that we know can shoot the basketball. And I think with more offensive freedom, he'll have the ability to continue to show that he's much better on that end of the floor than people give him credit for. I am just super high on what he could potentially be. I may have taken him at 14 overall, honestly. I don't know. To get a young, high upside guard like Kashawn, it's super impressive, man. And I got to give a round of applause to Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and company for what they've been able to accomplish tonight. They added three players that I firmly feel like can be a part of this core moving forward. I said this about Kashawn George earlier today. I would have taken him potentially at 14 overall. I think he's that good. With them moving off of Denny Avdia, he literally plugs in and can be a better version eventually of Denny Avdia. So I'm super excited about the pick. I keep feeling like, man, I know maybe I'm overly optimistic, but I'm not, though, because I'm not saying or acting like this group all of a sudden has accelerated their rebuild. But I'll raise you this. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? If Saur, Bub Carrington, or Kashawn George turns into be a franchise-altering player, then that's how you accelerate your rebuild. I see folks out there on Wizards Twitter upset because of look at the numbers of Kashawn George last year. Who cares? In terms of upside at 20 years old, I can't get mad at it. My number one takeaway from today, my number one takeaway from tonight, if I would have told you a calendar year ago that the Wizards were going to trade Denny Avdia and get back three first-round picks, you would have told me I was off the booger sugar. You would have told me I was 110% beside myself for a guy that really burst onto the scene last year and finally hit that point in his development arc where we were pleased with him. That is what you call front officing 101. Will Dawkins, Mike Winger and company selling high on one of the best assets on their team, a young Denny Avdia. I think it's a no-brainer in terms of draft grades, and we're going to see them start coming out here as the night rolls on in terms of the first round. It's hard for me not to give the Washington Wizards an A for this pick, for this night. I mean, they crushed it in terms of taking guys with an eye toward the future. Alex Saur, I believe just 19, 20 years old. Bub Carrington is the youngest U.S. player in this draft, and I think he's got one of the best upside in terms of what he is as a young guard. That's a home run pick to me. And then I keep telling you, yeah, Kashawn George, ignore the numbers. I'm telling you, don't look at the per-game totals last year because it'll make you turned off at the prospect. Look at what he could potentially be. Look at what he could potentially be in terms of a 3-and-D guy. That's at minimum what Kashawn George can come in and be. I think with the player development squad that Washington's got here in D.C., man, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. 301-230-0980 is the number if you want to chime in with any of your calls. But this guy knocked down 40% of his threes last year at Miami. He's got, you know, experience to me playing in the ACC that matters. Like, I'm of the belief that, and I love Jim Laurinaga players. Let's just give it out where my bias lies with Kashawn George. He's coming from a guy that's got a good track record of developing pros. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. I feel like moving forward, though, what happens with Kyle Kuzma? As we wrap things up tonight and reset things here from the top, 5 minutes before we even got on the air, or 5 minutes into us being on the air, myself and Craig Hoffman is how we started out here tonight, Will Dawkins in the kitchen whipping his wrist from the outset. The Wizards moving off of Denny Avdia, a popular player here locally, but I think we may have overvalued him here locally. They trade him to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for the number 14 overall pick tonight, two first rounders in 2029, and then veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon, who I expect to be shipped out for future picks. So you start off the night that way, right? And it was a great move. Anyone out there on Wizards Twitter who's upset at this thing, get over yourself, kids. I mean, go look at the way national pundits are talking about that deal in particular. It was smart as hell. You're selling high on an asset that by the time it's, time to pay him again, may be overpriced at that point. So I love that. Alex Starr at number two. We can go back and forth all day long about whether or not that was the right pick. From an upside standpoint, looking at it purely from that lens, it's hard to go wrong. A defensive big that's got, versatility and the ability to guard literally anybody in terms of pick and roll defense. If he gets switched out onto a guard in pick and roll, he's going to be able to hold his own. The only thing I worry about with Sarr is, one, how long it's going to take that offensive game to develop, and then, two, how is he going to be able to handle himself physically here early on in the NBA? But, like I continue to say, I trust the player development squad of the Washington Wizards to maximize the potential of a guy like Alex Sarr. And then at pick number 14, the first-round pick that Washington acquired from the Portland Trail Blazers, they end up with a guy in Bub Carrington, who I think is a CBG, certified bucket getter, and a guy who point blank should be able to come in here right away and give you instant offense. I know the efficiency numbers last year in the ACC were not that good, but he carried a big load for Pitt offensively, and I think playing with better talent around him will improve his decision-making and ultimately make him a more efficient prospect. But in terms of what he can be, I was all over Stephon Castle and thought he was someone that can come in and help right away because of his defensive chops. I feel the same way about Bub Carrington, and on offense, he's going to give you everything you want night in and night out. Then their final first-round pick of the night, pick number 26, our guy Kayshawn George, who I've been banging on the table for out of the University of Miami, 6'7", 3-and-D potential out the wazoo. I'm excited to see these young cats here in D.C. Big thank you to all of the guests that joined the program. Harvey Grant joined us. Big thank you to Craig Hoffman for joining us tonight. Shout out to Uptown Don in studio, keeping us up to speed. Shout out to Metal Chris here live on the concourse, making sure everything went well. That is going to do it, though, for our coverage of the 2024 NBA Draft. I'm back with you tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m. for a Throwdown Thursday with my partner Chris Russell over on the Team 980. We will break down every angle of the Washington Wizards first round. Keep it locked. The Junkies, get you rolling, starting at 6 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning. Yes, indeedy. One final segment live out here on the concourse at Cap One Arena. Liddell Willingham here with you, as I've been all night. I'm ecstatic. We went to commercial. I don't know if my mic was hot. I screamed, let's go. The Wizards, with their final first-round pick of the night, getting one of my favorite prospects in the draft. I talked about him potentially as a fit at number 14 overall. The Wizards doing one better, getting him at pick number 26. Kayshawn George, the star-studded freshman out of the University of Miami. And look, last year wasn't great from a number standpoint, but he is high upside, high upside, high upside, high upside. Point blank, period. 20 years old. If I'm not mistaken, spent time overseas before he committed to Miami. But he has all of the upside to be an elite 3-and-D wing in the NBA. Good positional size at 6'7". Good defender last year at Miami. Not an elite athlete, but someone that we know can shoot the basketball. And I think with more offensive freedom, he'll have the ability to continue to show that he's much better on that end of the floor than people give him credit for. I am just super high on what he could potentially be. I may have taken him at 14 overall, honestly. I don't know. To get a young, high upside guard like Kayshawn, it's super impressive, man. And I got to give a round of applause to Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and company for what they've been able to accomplish tonight. They added three players that I firmly feel like can be a part of this core moving forward. I said this about Kayshawn George earlier today. I would have taken him potentially a 14 overall. I think he's that good. with them moving off of Denny Avdia, he literally plugs in and could be a better version eventually of Denny Avdia. So I'm super excited about the pick. I keep feeling like, man, I know maybe I'm overly optimistic. But I'm not, though, because I'm not saying or acting like this group all of a sudden has accelerated their rebuild. But I'll raise you this. Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? If Saar, Bub Carrington, or Kayshon George turns into be a franchise-altering player, then that's how you accelerate your rebuild. I see folks out there on Wizards Twitter upset because they look at the numbers of Kayshon George last year. Who cares? In terms of upside at 20 years old, I can't get mad at it. My number one takeaway from today, my number one takeaway from tonight, if I would have told you a calendar year ago that the Wizards were going to trade Denny Avdia and get back three first-round picks, you would have told me I was off the booger sugar. You would have told me I was 110% beside myself. For a guy that really burst onto the scene last year and finally hit that point in his development arc where we were pleased with him, that is what you call front officing 101. Will Dawkins, Mike Winger and company selling high on one of the best assets on their team, a young Denny Avdia. I think it's a no-brainer in terms of draft grades, and we're going to see them start coming out here as the night rolls on in terms of the first round. It's hard for me not to give the Washington Wizards an A for this pick, for this night. I mean, they crushed it in terms of taking guys with an eye toward the future. Alex Saar, I believe just 19, 20 years old. Bub Carrington is the youngest U.S. player in this draft, and I think he's got one of the best upside in terms of what he is as a young guard. That's a home run pick to me. And then I keep telling you, yeah, Kayshon George, ignore the numbers. I'm telling you, don't look at the per-game totals last year because it'll make you turned off at the prospect. Look at what he could potentially be. Look at what he could potentially be in terms of a 3-and-D guy. That's at minimum what Kayshon George can come in and be. I think with the player development squad that Washington's got here in D.C., man, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. 301-230-0980 is the number if you want to chime in with any of your calls. But this guy knocked down 40% of his threes last year at Miami. He's got, you know, experience to me playing in the ACC that matters. Like, I'm of the belief that, and I love Jim Laurinaitis players. Let's just give it out where my bias lies with Kayshon George. He's coming from a guy that's got a good track record of developing pros. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. I feel like moving forward, though, what happens with Kyle Kuzma? As we wrap things up tonight and reset things here from the top, 5 minutes before we even got on the air, or 5 minutes into us being on the air, myself and Craig Hoffman is how we started out here tonight. Will Dawkins in the kitchen whipping his wrist from the outset. The Wizards moving off of Denny Avdia, a popular player here locally, but I think we may have overvalued him here locally. They trade him to the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for the number 14 overall pick tonight, two first-rounders in 2029, and then veteran guard Malcolm Brogdon, who I expect to be shipped out for future picks. So you start off the night that way, right? And it was a great move. Anybody out there on Wizards Twitter who's upset at this thing, get over yourself, kids. I mean, go look at the way national pundits are talking about that deal in particular. It was smart as hell. You're selling high on an asset that by the time it's, you know, time to pay him again, maybe overpriced at that point. So I love that. Alex Saar at number two. We can go back and forth all day long about whether or not that was the right pick. From an upside standpoint, looking at it purely from that lens, it's hard to go wrong. A defensive big that's got, you know, versatility and the ability to guard literally anybody in terms of pick and roll defense. If he gets switched out onto a guard and pick and roll, he's going to be able to hold his own. The only thing I worry about with Saar is, one, how long it's going to take that offensive game to develop, and then two, How is he going to be able to handle himself physically here early on in the NBA? But like I continue to say, I trust the player development squad of the Washington Wizards to maximize the potential of a guy like Alex Sarr. And then at pick number 14, the first-round pick that Washington acquired from the Portland Trail Blazers, they end up with a guy in Bub Carrington who I think is a CBG, certified bucket getter, and a guy who point blank should be able to come in here right away and give you instant offense. I know the efficiency numbers last year in the ACC were not that good, but he carried a big load for Pitt offensively, and I think playing with better talent around him will improve his decision-making and ultimately make him a more efficient prospect. But in terms of what he can be, I was all over Stephon Castle and thought he was someone that can come in and help right away because of his defensive chops. I feel the same way about Bub Carrington, and on offense, he's going to give you everything you want night in and night out. Then their final first-round pick of the night, pick number 26, our guy Kyshawn George, who I've been banging on the table for out of the University of Miami. 6'7", 3-and-D potential out the wazoo. I'm excited to see these young cats here in D.C. Big thank you to all of the guests that joined the program. Harvey Grant joined us. Big thank you to Craig Hoffman for joining us tonight. Shout out to Uptown Don in studio keeping us up to speed. Shout out to Metal Chris Hare live on the concourse, making sure everything went well. That is going to do it, though, for our coverage of the 2024 NBA Draft. I'm back with you tomorrow, 1 to 4 p.m. for a Throwdown Thursday with my partner Chris Russell over on the Team 980. We will break down every angle of the Washington Wizards first round. Keep it locked. The Junkies get you rolling starting at 6 a.m. bright and early tomorrow morning.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.